Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hit it! Na 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 na.
All right, here we go on a Tuesday. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold with you. We got James producing today. Jay Binkley in for Cody as well. Cody is back tomorrow. Bink, good to have you on the show again, my man. I know you were on last night as well. So Bink's been marinating. Yeah, you and James worked together last night. That's true. So appreciate
and
James.
And Friday with James. And Dusty called us as Russell.
Okay.
Dusty called in as Russell and fooled James.
Russell.
This is a Russell on the line. I said, okay.
Yeah, everybody's giving everybody a hard time. That is for sure. We are going to be joined by our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino, here in about 30 minutes. We'll get his thoughts. I'm sure as a Jets fan, he's not going to feel sorry for Chiefs fans that are looking at maybe missing the postseason for the first time since 2014. But we'll get Vinny's thoughts on where the Chiefs are at, the rest of the NFL.
What Vinny thinks about Quinnen Williams.
Quinnen Williams, the Cowboys last night, they just destroyed the Raiders. The Raiders are terrible. The Raiders are awful. Absolutely horrendous. That was a terrible football game last night. Geno Smith looks pathetic. All of that is true. So Vinny will join us in 30 minutes. Also a little bit later on in the show today, Nate Taylor will join us in studio, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. So looking forward to that. You guys, of course, can interact with us on the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Video stream will be up and running, or is up and running as well. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, X. You can subscribe on YouTube. That way you don't miss any of the shows here on 96.5 The Fan. I want to start with something that's probably going to be a little frustrating, and it certainly was when I came across this yesterday. And we can dive deeper into the reason for this if you guys want. But I saw Mike Sando from The Athletic, who we've had on this show before. He's covered the league for a very long time. He put out
6.5 The Fan.
I want to start with, you guys, I'm hearing myself. Gonna be a little frustrated
in my ear.
Anybody else hear that?
I heard you twice.
Anybody else hear that?
I heard you twice. It's okay. We got new computers. So
we do. I was wondering what was going on. I'm like, well, that's going to be weird. Mike Sando put out a graphic. I was like, am I?
I heard you several times, man.
Yeah.
You got your point loud and clear.
No, it's fixed now. Yeah, we're good. Thanks, guys. Mike Sando put out a graphic, and it was a stat comparison from last year to this year. And this is why it's frustrating, because I'm going to go through a couple of these, and you're going to say, what's the difference, Bank? And it will remind you why it's really been one to two plays. And in 2024, the Chiefs offense in the first 10 games were scoring 24 points per game. This year, they're actually scoring 25.4. Last year, the defense was allowing 19.1 points per game. This year, they're allowing only 18.1. So both are upgrades from a year ago. Average point margin last year in the first 10 games, 4.9. This year, point margin, 7.3. Also an improvement. Offensive EPA per play, 0.06 a year ago, 0.13 now. Defensive EPA per play, 0.03. This year, 0.02. That's the one area where it's actually worse. Turnover margin, -5 first 10 a year ago, +3 first 10. And as we all know, the first 10 games last year, Bank, they were 9-1. This year, they're 5-5. And yeah, it can be simply summed up the one score game aspect, 0-5 in one score games. But you think about, and this is not to act as if they're still not in trouble to make the postseason. They are. But we are, honestly, it's so cliche, but we're talking about one or two plays making a difference in each one of these games. Some of them have been the exact same mistakes. It's been penalties. It's been, you know, Mahomes pressing, whatever it may be, as we discussed yesterday. But isn't that crazy, Bink, that in the first 10 games, they are better in multiple key statistical categories, and yet 9-1 versus 5-5.
Yeah, and also look at the offensive points per drive. Third in the NFL. 2.74 points per drive. They were number two last week. They moved to number three this week. It's incredible what this team is doing statistically and getting better in the close score games, the seven-point game, the three-point loss, the three-point loss. Again, the Chiefs are the king of the one-score games. Mahomes, as a matter of fact, his whole career at 143 starts, only six times he's been beaten by more than one score. Twice in the Super Bowl, four times in the regular season. Two of them were back in 2021 when he turned things around. But it's crazy that the team was all of a sudden bad when the ball's not bouncing their way. But as I said, the cracks in the foundation were there last year, but they were covered up. It was lipstick on a pig because the ball was bouncing your way. You were hitting the uprights in Carolina, winning games, blocking field goals against Denver, and oh, everything's fine. Chiefs are fine. There's nothing wrong there. Was there nothing wrong there, or was there something behind the scenes? It's much different when you're winning the games by the ball bouncing your direction. You're like, oh, this team's fine. It's what they're doing. Well, that's not the laws of average. The laws of average come back and bite you at certain times. So this was happening to the Chiefs last year, winning 15 games, won the division by four, go to the Super Bowl. But yet this year, they're not getting those breaks. It doesn't mean that they were better this year, worse last year, whatever. It just means the ball was bouncing their way at opportune times.
Yeah, but it's bouncing their way, sure. It's also just every single big moment last year went the Chiefs' way. Like, every single one. And that's the frustrating part is I don't think anybody's suggesting that they should be 9-1 and 0-5 in the one-score games should be 5-0 in the one-score games. It is just crazy that every single one has gone in the opposite direction. And I know there were people throughout last season that were saying, like, they have no business being 15-2 and yada, yada, yada. And we were saying, in fairness on the show, we were saying, like, hey, they're winning game, like, finding ways to win. That's all that matters. That's exactly what the Broncos, of course, are doing this year. But I guess, does this make you feel even worse or better about the next stretch of games, the final stretch of games for Kansas City? Because on one hand, for me, when I saw that stat comparison beyond the one score game stuff, that was very frustrating to see that they're better offensively points per game and defensively points allowed and EPA offense defense and turnover margin. And yet here they are and they have four fewer wins than they had at this point a year ago.
They're one of the most balanced teams in football, seventh in offense, seventh in defense. And you look at the opponent this week, the Colts, number one in offense. Clearly the schedule is a big part of that. And 19th in defense. That is a huge disparity. That's a combined average of 20. Between them both. The Chiefs are right there at 14 because they're top seven in both categories. So, yeah, it's frustrating. It's not like they're doing the wrong things. It's just the ball's not bouncing their direction. And the league comes back. You have a bullseye on your back when you're constantly that team. And teams come out to beat you. And you know that we've heard about the tells from Maxwell Harrison, the tells from Xavier Worthy. Sure. And people think they've figured out the Chiefs at this point. Then Sean Payton was talking before halftime.
Yeah, we played the audio yesterday.
I know people are running with this, that they're – the Chiefs have done well in the second half some games. Look at the Lions game. Look at the Ravens game. How about the Washington game? They only scored 7 points in the first half. They put them away in the second half with 21 points. Did you not watch that game?
Well,
I'm just saying, the Chiefs still score in the second half. And as far as the tells are concerned and all this, I've said this. I said this last night. The Chiefs, everybody's talking about their tells about the Chiefs. Trust me, the Chiefs have got tells against everybody else. They just don't say it. Mahomes did it this year when he called out what it was Washington. He knew they were blitzing. He goes, cover zero right here. Like, he called out what they're doing. So the Chiefs have this down. But it is frustrating people say things.
I'm not worried about the Xavier Worthy tendency stuff. Like, that stuff is not a problem. We talked about that.
Everybody does it. The Chiefs have known it many times what teams do.
Everybody has those.
Yep.
The problem is more when Bo Nix is able to, it sounds like based on Chris Jones himself, when he's able to pinpoint multiple times on key plays exactly what you're about to do. That's a problem. And I understand they get paid to study film and figure out as well. I'm just saying they have become, as you said, teams have been focusing, especially the divisional teams, on this coaching staff, this team, for years. And when you have the same coaching staff, you know, you are not able to be status quo. And I think they have become predictable in that way. Anyway, that we already did that topic yesterday.
The beginning of the season, though, six games without Rice and the three without Worthy, that does make a difference. And that did put the Chiefs where they're at. It did put the Chiefs with the five losses. When you lose Worthy for three and Rice for six, I'm sorry, you can spin it any way you want. That hurt the Chiefs.
Yeah. Now, let's get into what I think does matter bigger picture, though, for the team. And this is not an in-season fix. This is maybe a off-season conversation, and that is, and I think a lot of people listening have been thinking of this for a while as well, and now that they're up against it even more than ever, in danger of missing the playoffs, is this what will prompt the change if, in fact, they miss it? Which is, do they need a fresh voice inside, in particular, the offensive room? And that's with me citing you stats that offensively points per game, they're actually better than a year ago. That's the crazy thing. But Patrick Mahomes is at, you know, a fourth quarter completion percentage that's the worst in the NFL when trailing or tied in the fourth quarter this year. It's not what we typically see. And the answer is, yeah, I think they could use a fresh voice and a fresh set of eyes. But as I mentioned yesterday a little bit, Bank, and I don't know where you're at, that sounds great in theory. I think, hey, let's bring in a young, up-and-coming offensive mind that's got some new ideas, maybe even bring him in from college and all this. Sounds great, and Andy Reid can learn some things from him to try to blend the two. It sounds amazing to me, but is Andy Reid actually, for a guy that has had all the success that he has had, future Hall of Famer, in the conversation for one of the greatest coaches of all time, all that is still true no matter how they finish this season, is he willing to actually pivot? I would argue, is he willing to listen? As much as people want to blame Matt Nagy, and his name only comes up when things are going bad, I want to point out. No, when things are going good, nobody ever talks about him.
Regardless, Andy calls the plays.
And Andy calls the plays. But and I'm not absolving Matt Nagy from criticism. What I'm saying is he only gets brought up when things are bad, and it's hilarious to me. People just don't like Matt Nagy. It's bizarre. So is he listening to Matt Nagy? If he's not even listening to him, then how am I supposed to believe that a new set of eyes is going to change anything, Bank? We can talk about bringing in somebody new to your business that's going to help you. Maybe your sales are flat, whatever it may be, right? And you're going to bring in some guy to freshen up the ideas and help you guys get on track. If you don't listen to that person, if you're not willing to implement some of those things anyway, you're wasting your time.
And they have done this before. Early on in Andy Reid's tenure here in Kansas City. Remember they were 1-5. They got back to 5-5. Ended up making the playoffs that year. Chris Ault, who's on the College Football Playoff Committee, very well-respected coach. He was a coach in college football, came with a pistol offense, at least at the FBS level. Andy Reid brought him in. Like, he said, you know what? We need to work on this. Alex Smith, you know, works out of the pistol well. This would be perfect for him. So he brought in the guy, the architect, who did it. He brought in Chris Ault. That was listening to the outside. And he's done this before. So to say, is he willing to do it? Yes, because he has done it before. He brings in Chris Ault to be a consultant. Then the next year, they said, let's do an exclusive deal. You're only doing it for the Kansas City Chiefs, not others. And he did it. So for a couple of years, they had Chris Ault as a consultant with the Chiefs. And they do that from time to time. You know what he does at training camp? Gruden was there for a day. Antonio Pierce was there for a day. He tries to bring in other voices of what they're seeing, the tendencies for the Chiefs and what they saw. That stuff helps because trust me, they ask those guys, what do you see about us? What are we doing wrong? So they've done that in the past, especially in training camp, bringing in other voices. So they have done it.
Bringing them in training camp, though, is different than what I'm talking about, though. Not just having your buddies, you know, show up. Like he had John Gruden at training camp 2 years ago or a year ago.
He's a big fan of the college game and what's going on in it. So I do think he's receptive to listening to that part. But again, like you said, your team is built in April and May, and it's what you do in the summer, not in midseason. It's very tough to do at this point. Can changes be made with the fresh voice coming in? Possibly so, and I think they will listen to it only because they've done it before.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I hope you're right, no matter what happens the rest of the season, that they're willing to bring in somebody. And that, by the way, bringing in another voice does not mean that I think they should fire Matt Nagy. I know a lot of you think that's what should happen. I think, again, that stuff that's a very easy thing for people to latch onto. It's social media, for whatever reason, just doesn't like the guy. I'm talking about bringing in somebody else. I'm not suggesting that they need to fire anybody in the offensive room. I think they just need another voice in there, but it doesn't matter if you don't listen. The only coach that I think truly, and I'm not one to usually call for people's jobs, because I think that's something that people do way too easily for little things. I do think you need a shakeup in your special teams room, though. That to me, that to me is not just a 1 year problem now. Yeah, Bink,
it's a couple years,
and they have had some big moments, good ones on special teams throughout the tenure, and that's Andy Reid's guy. That would be the only area that you've had far too many issues, and this goes back more than just 1 year on that.
I don't know if you'd be interested or not. What do you think of the name Cliff Kingsbury? I was an advocate of him when he was at Texas.
Be a head coach.
No, when he was at Texas Tech and things were looking bad for him, he was going to get fired. I was thinking, okay, well, that was Mahomes' coach in college. It's a lot of the same system, the RPOs that they do now. I know there's been a lot of talk on that, but he got really good stuff out of Mahomes, mm-hmm. Kingsbury. Obviously, then he took the USC job as offensive coordinator. That lasted for, a week or so before he was named Arizona Cardinals head coach. Now he's in Washington, and things are going well with that team this year. Obviously, it's much better last year. And Jaden Daniels has been hurt. I think that's a big part of their problem.
Right.
But a voice like that, I don't know. Again, it depends. What's Cliff going to do? Because he can be a head coach.
Yeah, I think he might be a head coach.
But if he dates that 1 year, and I hate it, so what Dick Saban used to do, bring in Steve Sarkisian, mm-hmm. bring in Lane Kiffin, bring in all these other coaches for their voice. Because Nick Saban did this. As good as Alabama was in winning 6 national titles, he would bring in a Steve Sarkisian. He would bring in a Lane Kiffin. He'd bring in these other voices. Dan Lanning was there for a time. He would bring in other voices to kind of change things up a bit, because that's what he did. That's what Saban did.
Yeah, I just, as far as Cliff goes, I mean, sure, I just don't think he would leave the OC gig.
No, I'm just saying, there's not
many people. I don't think he's leaving the OC gig in D.C., Bank, to go be the OC in Kansas City, or co-OC in Kansas City. To me, if Cliff is leaving Washington, he's going to become a head coach.
Unless he's let go.
I'm not going to fire him. As you said, the issues offensively in Washington have been because Jaden Daniels has missed, I don't know how many games now, 8 games. It'll end up being 8 games or more by the end of the season, right?
I mean, the guy, went to the NFC title game last year?
What's that?
Guy went to the NFC title game last year, obviously, coming back to reality this year. So he still got it. But Andy Reid is a big fan of the college game, so we'll see if they listen to outside voices. I know in the past they have, obviously, training camp they have. Will they do it next year? I think they will. I think that's something they would do.
Coming up in 15 minutes, Vinny Pasquantino, our NFL insider, is going to join us. We'll also talk a little college football. I know you've got some thoughts on what is going to happen tonight with the college football playoff rankings. Also, what Missouri was able to do over the weekend, 300 yards rushing from Ahmad Hardy. You and I were texting about that a couple days ago. You had some thoughts on Eli. One other thing, though, you know, we started the very first topic today was just about where the numbers were from a year ago to where they are now, first 10 games as well.
At Northwest Stadium, we raise hail together. Cheer together.
We're still here. We're still here. Off to an interesting start today.
Yeah, it's a good commercial.
Well, it is. We'll get that here in like 9 minutes or so.
Yeah. Vin Sider.
Yes, he will join us. Bink, I was trying to talk about the regular season a little bit for Patrick Mahomes, and we were putting through some of the numbers on Mahomes' 2 postseason outings, of course, and what happened in the Bucs Super Bowl, the Eagles Super Bowl, and then looking at the regular season and some of the bigger blowouts and 6 games in his career where he's lost by more than 1 score. And so going into what is happening so far this year, looking at the 1 score games and 0-5 and all that, the fact that it's doubled up this year is pretty interesting. Is this a situation where Patrick Mahomes himself is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Playing vastly different, or is this still, in your opinion, what we were just discussing, which is the play calling?
I think some of that. I think you always have to change things up, especially with your tendencies. If you're doing things and teams get it right, obviously teams aren't afraid of the Chiefs running game. You know, despite, you know, we can look at the average for Kareem Hunt this week. That's fine. But was Denver yielding that to stop the pass? Was that their main worry? So, yeah, I think there's some things the Chiefs can do to try to 13. They're going to have to because teams are getting used to them. I think so. Eventually change up the play calling, what they're doing, especially the audibles. And I think there's a lot to what you were saying about the under center thing. You just don't want to be too predictable.
Yeah. Well, I thought they would have changed that bank during the bye week. You know what I mean? Like, why
there's an opportunity
like
for that.
The thought that they would change that now just because they lost in the way they did by 3 points. I think we heard Andy Reid yesterday. It doesn't sound like someone that thinks, you know, that there's going to be much to adjust. You know, we continue to hear just we'll clean up a few things, we'll clean up some penalties, and we'll be all right. That's essentially what we heard yesterday. We'll clean a few things up.
Yeah. Denver had the same amount of penalties. Denver was the number one penalized team still in the NFL, and they were last week going to the game. They still are the number one penalized team, but the Chiefs had untimely penalties that really set this team back.
All right, so we'll get back into this stuff a little bit later on in the show. All right, I want to talk about Ja'Marr Chase a little bit. Ja'Marr Chase suspended for one game, Bink. He's appealing a suspension, though. Remember, he spit on Jalen Ramsey of the Pittsburgh Steelers over the weekend. Now, the appeal is somewhat hilarious, only because he is arguing in his appeal, according to Ian Rappaport, that if he was intentionally trying to spit on Jalen Ramsey, he would have spit in his face, not at the ground. Which is
that wasn't
the most,
at the ground.
The most, well, we all have the video. Like, it's in 4K. We can clearly see. He initially said, "I never opened my mouth to that guy. I didn't spit on nobody." And then there's video of him spitting. So the league suspends him. And then Ian Rappaport says his defense, if you will, to try to appeal the suspension is that I clearly wasn't spitting. I would have been more accurate with my spit, which is like we said this earlier in the year when what's his name spit on Dak Prescott. That is, whether you're football field, certainly way worse away from a football field because you're going to get your ass kicked if you do it all away from a football field. The fact that that's one of the more like just degrading things you can do to any human being is spitting on them. And Ja'Marr Chase, I'm sure in that moment, Jalen Ramsey said something and all that doesn't matter. You can't flat out spit on anybody. And now he's missing a game against the New England Patriots. He's not going to win this.
And the accuracy is funny because you're spitting through a face mask, which is tough to do anyway to have accuracy, but he still did it. Did you see the money this costing him? Just the mistake of doing that? $448,000, then a $58,000 game check. That spitting incident to Jalen Ramsey's cost him almost $500,000 for what he did. Think about that. That spitting cost him almost $500,000, actually over $500,000 for just that one spitting incident. But yeah, you have a guy here. Jalen Ramsey's clearly a proven guy in the National Football League. Ja'Marr Chase is too. Silly thing for a team that needs everybody, to be honest with you. Without Joe Burrow, they need this guy. They need Ja'Marr Chase there to do something that stupid. And you're right. That's the most degrading thing that you can do. There's no excuse for what he did there. And to say you didn't do it, it's like having a camera and you got caught in the cookie jar and there's a camera watching you do it. You can't say I didn't do it. No, the camera's there, man. You can't do anything on the field in the NFL without some camera catching you because there's a million there.
Yeah, I don't know why he thought that there was no way that was going to be seen. That makes no sense to me.
That's why Jalen Ramsey got pissed. And that's why he swung at him.
Yeah, and they're a 3-7 football team, and I know there's been this dream that they're just going to get hot. One, their defense stinks. Two, now you're going to lose Ja'Marr Chase. You're going to play a Patriots team. They're going to be 3-8, and the season will be completely over. But Ja'Marr Chase, we've played his comments over the years about Kansas City and stuff. Yeah. For somebody that played with Justin Jefferson, that played with Joe Burrow, played with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, for whatever reason, out of that grouping, all the other guys are very confident and amazing players as well, specifically Justin Jefferson and Joe Burrow. Ja'Marr Chase is the only one that seems to get himself in some trouble and talk more smack than any of them in the entire group. It's kind of bizarre. Like,
and he doesn't need to because he's the best at what he does. Like, he doesn't need to talk. And I thought he grew up last year when he said, I'm not going to say anything derogatory. I don't want to come up during the game. He actually said that before the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
And I was shocked that he said, it's like, man, he's turning the page. He's turning the corner. And then he doesn't.
Someone said at least he didn't try to claim it was AI or something like that.
He could have done that.
You could. Today's day and age, definitely could.
That wasn't real.
Yeah.
That wasn't real.
It definitely was in this case, though, for one, Ja'Marr Chase.
It's also tough to spit out of a face mask.
True. Who was the kicker?
That's going to go a million different directions.
Who was the kicker? There was a kicker over the weekend that clearly, I can't remember what team it was. He clearly was trying to spit through his face mask. And he was getting ready for a kick, and it was like dripping down still from his, and he had to like pull. Who was it? There was a, I can't remember which game it was.
I remember.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Who was that? It was in the noon window of games, wasn't it?
But the worst one, it's freezing because it freezes up against your face mask.
That's also true. All right, up next, let's talk to our NFL insider. We'll get things rolling, hopefully, here a little bit better in the next segment. Vinny Pasquantino will join us. We'll also talk a little college football right here on Cody and Gold. All right, back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold with you. We got James producing for Drew today, Jay Binkley in for Cody today as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, I want to talk more about the legacy aspect of where the Chiefs are currently situated. There were some interesting comments out of New England. The Patriots bank, their fans, their sports talk hosts in the Boston area can't stop thinking about the Chiefs. They still are threatened by them, clearly, because they were waiting. They were waiting for this moment.
I think the national media has been waiting to pounce on the Chiefs. The hot takes are out there. It's just ridiculous.
Certainly are. So I want to talk more about what Tom Brady, of course, did in a couple seasons throughout his career as well, for those that are already trying to act as if the dynasty and everything is completely tarnished because of a 5-5 start to the season. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But I want to bring in NFL insider Vinny Pasquantino. You guys know he joins us each and every Tuesday. And I don't expect, I mean, he might just laugh at me, honestly, for this. They're 5-5, Vinny. There's a real chance for the first time since 2014 the Chiefs don't make the postseason, and people are concerned. People are worried.
Well, first off, Steven Spector, where is my intro? I fully blame Steven for that.
You should. You should.
Yep. So I blame him for that. But yeah, tough one, fellas. Lost to the Broncos in Denver. That's no fun. What do you guys need to go? What do we need to go? 5-1?
Yeah, look. Well,
6-1?
I think they got to go 6-1, Vinny. You know, 5-2 gets them the 10 wins, but they're in a bad spot with all these tiebreakers. You know, they have the head-to-head loss, of course, to Jacksonville. That's the big one that really hurts them. They still do get the Chargers again. The Texans they'll get later on in the season. Currently, Houston's got the tiebreaker over them. So they're just not in a good spot tiebreaker-wise, which is why I think 6-1 would get them in. I'd give them 11 wins. I think they're fine. Certainly, they win out, which I don't think anybody's suggesting they're going to do that. But if they did that, it's a guarantee that they'd be in at the 12-win mark. So it's just a dicey spot. I think it's a coin flip right now. And after what happened, you know, Sunday, understandably so, Chiefs fans are a lot of them think that it's over.
Yeah, it's going to be an all-time week in few weeks for, like, it's right in front of us. game by game quotes. It's going to be all time. You guys haven't heard that in a while. I can't imagine. So this is going to be one of those weeks where it's like, all right, you know, just got to look forward, got to go game by game, got to go on one game winning streak every week. So it's going to be a good week for quotes. Coming out of Chiefs camp, I'd imagine.
Look, I understand some of the differences, of course, with the way the schedule works in the NFL season compared to when you guys are playing a buck 62. But you guys have had moments, whether it was this year or a year or so ago, where things obviously not going well for a certain stretch, or the outside noise is very, very loud, and people are saying, this team stinks, or this season is over, and all that. How can you take me inside this, the mindset of an athlete a little bit? And I'm not saying that every single guy in the Chiefs locker room is thinking this way, but just when it seems like everybody outside is very, very negative about you as a player or you as an organization, how do you guys handle that?
Well, the nice thing, not to be super negative, but the nice thing about most media members is it's more negative than positive. So things could be going great and somebody will be there to make sure that you get humbled by some sort of writing that they do. You're used to it. Negativity is kind of what gets the most clicks. So I think even when you're going through, I mean, I'm assuming most people are talking about the Chiefs dynasty being over because of a half of year of not even bad football, but 500 football. So that's the easy part, because everybody wants to tear you down no matter how good you're doing or whatever. So yeah, I think that's the easy part of you just focus on what you can, which is this week. It's getting through today. Whenever they have practice, I would assume they get back to practice, what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
So you get back to practice tomorrow. You have a good day of practice. You have a good day of practice Thursday. Do they play Sunday this week? Sorry, I haven't looked at the schedule.
Yeah, so it's a noon kick here against the Colts. It's a big one.
Yeah, so you try to take the positives out of having a noon game against a good team, and you win that game and you get rolling, and next thing you know, you're right back in the thick of things. So they're not out of it by any stretch of the imagination. They just got to that's why it's an all-time week for quotes, because this is why cliches are cliches. weeks like this.
Yeah, you're right, Vinny, because they were 0-2, and the dynasty's over. They start to win again. It's like, okay, Chiefs are back. They can't figure out what to do. Like, seriously, they're sitting there teetering. Are the Chiefs good? Are they bad? I mean, it's just funny how they go back and forth on this. And one of the things, Vinny, that's been talked about is tells. Obviously, baseball knows all about that. You know, with Xavier Worthy and Maxwell Harrison of the Bills will say, well, we can tell when they're going to run or throw or whatever by what Xavier Worthy was doing. Then you have Sean Payton saying, well, the Chiefs are more of a first-half team, which isn't true because they actually score in the second half a lot, too. I always, this tell thing, people think the Chiefs are telling, you know, their plays and what they're doing. And with baseball, you guys don't say. I mean, that's the media saying, well, he was tipping his pitches. We knew when a curveball was coming. But that's one thing about you guys in baseball is you don't talk about it. And for years, the Chiefs had to have known other tells on other teams. They just don't talk about it.
Well, it's an interesting thing because you see, I think in football, there's more time to marinate words too, because there's so much time in between games, but it's weird how teams talk about the Chiefs. Now, I do feel like it's similar to the Patriots of old, where you beat the big dog, so to speak. And you feel like Antonio Pierce, the coach of the Raiders, didn't he say something like we figured it out a few Christmases ago or something?
Yeah, he said we got to create like the Mahomes rules or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So Sean Payton's always talked, like, he talked about the Jets a few years ago, which I thought was insane, but he's always kind of done that. I mean, he's also the coach that had a bounty system going on within his program. So I don't know, you know, whatever. He can do what he wants. He went on Fox for the 1 year. He got used to talking, and he's been used to talking ever since. So it's just one of those things where when you're at the top, like, people are going to take shots at you all the time. You just got to, one thing the Chiefs have been so good at is deflecting those shots and getting back on the offensive with their play on the field. So I don't know anything about tells or anything like that in football, but if that's something that they're doing, it's something they need to clean up. And it's kind of nice that other teams are telling them that they're doing it. So if I'm another team and I beat the Chiefs, I'd probably just shut up, because especially if I do have something on them, you know, you're probably going to have to see them again in the playoffs if you're any good. So I wouldn't want them to know that we know that they're doing something.
We're talking to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. You mentioned Sean Payton and the Broncos, and going in, admittedly, like, we looked at Bo Nix and we weren't impressed. And to his credit, he outplayed Patrick Mahomes though in that game on Sunday. Do you now consider the Broncos as a legit Super Bowl contender with that championship level defense and with what they were just able to do on Sunday?
I think you kind of have to, especially.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They have games at Mile High. I think that's a tough place to play. I think it's a good home field advantage for them, and kind of sucks talking to Kansas City people right now saying how good the Broncos are, but at this point they deserve it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a tough team to score against, and if their offense does enough, you know, they've got a good chance to win. So I don't think the offense scares you by any means. I mean, what did they score, one touchdown? I don't remember what the final score was, but it's, they don't scare you offensively, but defensively they scare the crap out of you. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to be in my top five if you ask what my power rankings are, just because they kind of have to be.
Who else is in your top five, Vinny?
Well, the Rams, I think, deserve the number one spot, even though I do think it's a little sketchy that Sam Darnold throws four interceptions and they still have a shot to win. I think if you get four interceptions, you should feel really good about your shot to win by a lot that game.
Right.
A lot of narrative talk about Sam Darnold around my gym the past few days. And as a former Jets quarterback, I will not stand for it. Got a bad game. Relax. Everybody relax. Rams would be number one. I think the Patriots are probably number two. Maybe the Broncos. The Eagles are probably in there. The Bills maybe, or should I just say Josh Allen is in there? Not necessarily the Bills, but him. Those are probably my top five. I'm sure I'm missing somebody, but I don't really care. Nobody's paying me for this list, so it's all right.
Everybody's got power rankings, everybody's got them. I do want to ask you about this, though. Vrabel with the Patriots, because it looks like if they win that division, then the Bills become a wild card team, and obviously they have that head-to-head with the Chiefs. But Vrabel's changed the culture And you look at what he's doing. Four-win team last year. Look at what they're doing now. They rattled off 8 wins. And everybody's always looking for the perfect mixture. You need an offensive coach to go with the quarterback. And sometimes it's just about the right guy and the fit. Obviously, Vrabel, a defensive background, but it's working perfectly with a quarterback like Drake May, like that whole system. So finding the right guy, the right culture, the right guy to come in, that's tough in pro sports, isn't it? You have to really narrow it down. It doesn't matter if you're offense, defense, whatever. Just got to be the right dude, whether it's baseball, football, or whatever. I think people overthink it sometimes. Just find the right dude.
Yeah, I think football coaches are probably the most important in, just because, like, every sport is a chess game that the coaches are controlling with humans, but more so in football, just because, you know, every play call is done by the coach, different things like that. But I think setting the culture is about as important as it gets. I mean, those guys clearly love Vrabel. I think it'll be more interesting. Now, obviously, they could go win the Super Bowl this year and everything's great, but I think it'll be interesting to see next year when they have likely a first-place schedule what that looks like, because you guys as Chiefs fans know that when you get that first-place schedule, things get a little bit hairy. I mean, the Chiefs are playing good team after good team every week, it seems like, at least. So I think Vrabel is obviously a really good coach. I think it's insane that Tennessee let him walk out the building after winning as much as he did with the players he had there. But, yeah, Vrabel is clearly ridiculous. I wanted him to be the Jets coach, but that was clearly a smokescreen to get the job from the Patriots when he came into the Jets building last year. I think when you get all your players to buy in, which it seems like he has, that good things happen quickly.
Couple more minutes here with Vinny Pasquantino, our NFL insider. We were mentioning Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver for Cincinnati, how he's getting suspended a game. Now he's appealing it, but he spit on Jalen Ramsey. We were saying, whether you're in sports or not, it's one of the most degrading things you can do to a person. I got to ask you, being around sports your whole life, just have you ever had anybody spit on you, number one? And number two, what do you think the reaction would be from your teammates or from you if you saw that happen to one of your guys?
Well, I have a crooked nose because I spit in my brother's face when I was like 12 years old. So I know what it's like to happen. But yeah, that's one of the most disrespectful things you can do to a person. And it's clear as day that it happened on that video.
To try to act like you didn't is hilarious.
It's even worse. Like, the interview was really bad. The interview was like really, really bad. So I have him on my fantasy team. Is he playing this week?
No, he's appealing, but he's going to get suspended. His appeal, Ian Rappaport said, his appeal, the defense he's trying to use, Vinny, is if I was trying to spit on him, I wouldn't have aimed towards his feet. That's his defense. Good luck.
Yeah, you're not going to win that one. and it might knock me out of a guillotine league this week. Ooh. So I'd like to say thank you to Ja'Marr Chase for not being an adult. Yeah, I think if somebody spits in my face, I'm probably going to have the same reaction that Jalen Ramsey did. Now, I do always think it's funny. I think we've talked about this for years. When football players punch each other in the helmet, I just think that's funny because there's no way that hurts the guy in the helmet more than it hurts the guy punching.
Right.
So, yeah, that is a tough look on a team that's losing a lot this year. So that is Yeah, you never know what's going to happen between wide receivers and defensive backs. All hell breaks loose.
Hey, Vinny, I did want to ask you, did you happen to watch the MLB award show?
I did not. I have YouTube TV, so MLB doesn't really have interest in most people watching those awards since they can't figure it out with YouTube TV.
Yeah, and they've gone so many weeks with it. I did watch it, all right? So one of the co-hosts of it was Mookie Betts. Like, I was shocked. Like, Mookie Betts, there were stars there from the game today. And, of course, there's a lot of guys that have played before. And that's when they announced the MVP and all that. But Mookie Betts, I didn't know he had it in him. He was a host, man. I've seen you do the media stuff, Vinny. But Mookie Betts, I was shocked that this guy's hosting a show. It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, I think I've seen some clips of it. I thought he did great. He's been really good. I mean, he's not bad at anything. He's just one of those guys. Like, there's probably an argument that he's one of the best athletes in the world, even though he's, you know, 5'10", 5'11", just pure athlete. I mean, bowls 300. He's a scratch golfer. I think he's better than scratch golfer. He can dunk, and he hosts award shows. So a whole lot of those things take a whole lot of athleticism, but he is one of the best out there. I mean, he's ridiculous. He's good at everything.
It was always kind of funny because they kept panning over and showing Sheffield, Amir Garrett, and Pham at one table, and they were mead mugging every time. I think it was probably on purpose, but it was hilarious when they'd show those dudes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a, you know, it was a cool event out there in Vegas. They had the golf tournament coincide with it, and you know, they're trying to make it a bigger deal, kind of like the NFL awards. It'll just help if they could get it on TV, you know, not just on MLB Network on cable.
Right there with you. Vinny Pasquantino, our NFL insider. Appreciate it, man, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Yep, thanks, guys.
That's Vinny Pasquantino. He joins us throughout the football season as our NFL insider each and every Tuesday at 10:30. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll talk more about the current spot of the Mahomes legacy, the Chiefs dynasty, including some misinformation coming out of the Boston area when it comes to the Patriots dynasty. People there forgetting a few years of Tom Brady's career as well. But Bink, you're a college football guy. Drew's a college football guy. He is out today, so I want to give the floor to you. This is normally when we give Drew a chance to highlight some of the things we should be keeping an eye on and talking about in college football. Usually staying away from the local end, but I know you were excited to see what Ahmad Hardy did.
Yeah, Ahmad Hardy goes for 300 for Missouri, second only to Devin West when he had 316 against your Jayhawks, Alex, to set the Missouri rushing record. But it's funny because here's Ahmad Hardy, and the guy's a stud. The 2027 draft class is going to be ridiculous. Like Jeremiah Smith out of Ohio State, Ahmad Hardy in it, and whatever. Got to wait a year on that. But please explain this to me, because Drew and I are texting back and forth that when Missouri was playing A&M. It's just a 14-0 game at halftime, right? Texas A&M has struggled tackling at times this year, and it was clearly on display this weekend when they were down 30-3 against South Carolina before they came back. Ahmad Hardy gets the ball first, runs for 40 yards. He then sits on the bench and has three carries. It's the nation's leading rusher who just the following the next game goes for 300 yards, had just three carries in the first half. We talk about Andy Reid and running the ball. You got to run the ball more. How does a dude that's leading the nation in rushing and goes for 300 yards the next game just have three carries in the first half against Texas A&M? I'm still trying to figure that out. But no, we saw Oklahoma James, big Oklahoma Sooners guy. We saw them go to Tuscaloosa, get out gained by 200 yards against Ty Simpson in Alabama. Hey, paper giant, man. They can't run the football. 14 out of 16 teams in the SEC running the football, and it's coming true. 80 yards atop they've ran the last 3 weeks. So
if Bama beats Auburn, though, they still end up getting in.
Yeah, they will. But yeah, of course they will. I'm just saying, fourth, I don't know, for a team that doesn't run very well, and it's weird to say that about Alabama, not being able to run, but they don't run the ball particularly well. They're relying on Ty Simpson, a guy that you've really liked at this point. We've liked, this guy's going to be in the NFL. And that's the one thing, when you look at these quarterbacks in college, there was so much, you know, hype and circumstance over Garrett Nussmeier and Arch Manning and Lenora Sellers. And all of a sudden now, it's Ty Simpson. It's Fernando Mendoza. It's these other guys. It would behoove the Chiefs to have five quarterbacks taking the first round.
It's not going
to
happen
five
anymore.
Five slots. It's not.
I think we're going to see two or three. That's it in the first round. I think a lot of those guys are not going to. And Ty Simpson, I think he will, but technically he can come back to college.
He can.
My guess is he's going to declare because.
And Dante Moore's another one, but I think he'll go back.
Yeah, I think Simpson, because he's going to be told he's a top five or top 10 pick now, he's going to end up coming out of college because even in some of the betting markets, he's the favorite to be the number one overall pick over Mendoza currently. Now, it's way too early. This stuff is going to change by the time you get to the combine. But I might guess, Mendoza and Simpson will be the first two quarterbacks off the board. Do you disagree?
Yeah, I agree 100%. Yeah. I think Mendoza is the best quarterback in college football. He threw for, listen to this, Indiana this week in a 31-7 win over Wisconsin. He was 22 of 24 for 299 and four touches. And that's without his number one receiver, Elijah Surratt. 22 of 24 is 91%. I mean, it was crazy how good he – then he had his Heisman moment against Penn State where he had to drive the ball. Drew and I texting back and forth. All right, now's the chance to see what he can do with the game on the line. Could he go down and get a touchdown? Clearly he did. Gus Johnson loses his mind, hits Omar Cooper in the back of the end zone for Indiana. But Indiana's legit. They're better than they were last year. They have Chris and I think there's five draftable guys just on that offense from Indiana. One of them's coming back. Charlie Becker, the wide receiver, is filling in for Elijah Surratt, will be drafted next year. Not this year. He won't be eligible. But there's four receivers draftable for Indiana. Of course, Mendoza, a transfer from Cal, doing well at Indiana. But Georgia beats Texas three times now in 13 months that they've beaten Texas. I mean, that when you're Texas and you look at Georgia and they've beaten you three times in 13 months, that's embarrassing. But Georgia's legit. And it keeps getting better and better as the season goes on. So I look for Georgia tonight, the college football rankings.
Yeah, say, what kind of movement do you think we see in the CFP? Not that, frankly, it doesn't really matter on November 18th, but it's fun.
I think 1, 2, 3, and 4, 1 Ohio State, 2 Indiana, 3 Texas A&M. I don't think they don't jump Indiana because of that scare they had against South Carolina, where it was a great comeback. They were down 33 at halftime. They come back.
South Carolina.
And win the
you
game.
Should, Beamer should be, not Beamer, what's his name? Should be fired if you have a.
Oh.
If you have a performance like
South Carolina's been weird. Alabama beat South Carolina in the final 30 seconds of the game. They had a 30-3 lead over Texas A&M at Texas A&M and lost. 4, I think, is going to be Georgia this week. But I think the big surprise is number 12, and I think it's going to be James Madison. James Madison, not a name that you had at the beginning of the year to be in the college football playoffs, the final 12 teams out of 136 in college football. James Madison, I think, gets the nod tonight at number 12 as that group of five member. Navy's right there on the cusp, too. It's really none between Navy, James Madison, and North Texas.
None of the group of five schools seemingly, every week it's a different school. Like just when you think there's a team that's in position.
All South
of a sudden,
Florida last week, then they get beat by Navy.
So you actually, when it's all said and done, you think that James Madison will be the team that represents the
group of five? I think James Madison will be there tonight in the third rankings.
But at the end, when like the dust settles, do you think
it's either going to be James Madison or Navy? Okay. Or North Texas can sneak in, too. North Texas has been sneakily good for a group of five team.
This is where the Army-Navy game is interesting.
100%, because it takes anything place, can happen.
Well, it takes place so late, right? It's in that buffer week, isn't it?
Yeah.
After the conference title games.
You know, when Army-Navy play, who knows? I mean, it's up and down.
Won't the CFP rankings already be out before the Army-Navy game?
No, the final rankings come out.
Or will it be right after that? Because that's been the issue with the scheduling of that game. People have been bringing this up for the last year or so.
See, what's the date of that actual game between Army and Navy? I know it's a standalone game in that buffer, like you speak about, but the college
December 13th, Fink.
Yeah, so the college football.
That's late.
But the playoffs come out the 14th.
So it's the day before?
The day before.
Could you imagine how big that would be in the moment? That's kind of actually what I want to have happen. It would be awesome if Navy's in that spot.
So one of the rumors going around that Prabula could be back for the Oklahoma game. Missouri faces Oklahoma, really one of the better games this weekend. We have 4 games between 2 ranked teams. They're one of them. And then Kansas and Kansas State both stuck at 5. Both of them have Utah within the next 2 weeks in their final 2 games. KU at Iowa State, then Utah. But Kansas State has to go to Utah to play. That's not a favorable matchup there at all for Kansas State. But I will say this, K-State does have Colorado to end the season. Colorado is right there for Kansas State to become bowl eligible. For Kansas, it's going to be tough, man. Going to Iowa State, who's obviously come back to the pack, and they're not a great team as they were earlier in the year. But Iowa State, and then Utah, going to be tough to get the 6 wins, where Kansas State at Utah will be an L probably. But then they get Colorado the last game of the year to get that 6th win. So, yeah, K-State should be going bowling. Not that it matters, but
913-586-7965. Text line calling you a Texas Tech hater. They said you didn't bring up Texas Tech in your rankings.
They're not in the top 4. We talked about Texas Tech. I'm not a Texas Tech hater at all. Matter of fact, I love watching Texas Tech. I brought it up to you. I said, if Oklahoma and Texas were still in the Big 12, would they beat Texas Tech? And both of us said, no, Texas Tech will be 5.
Okay.
I think there'll be 5 tonight. It'll be 1 will be Ohio State, 2 Indiana again, 3 A&M, then Georgia, then I think Texas Tech at number 5, followed by Ole Miss at number 6.
Did you see the news today? I thought you were going to bring this up during your college football segment, that the Pop-Tarts Bowl announced some changes this year. Are you a fan of the Pop-Tarts Bowl? Did you see what they announced?
You know, actually, I think they have the best marketing of any bowl game. That edible Pop-Tart at the end for the MVP. Kansas State's won that before.
Bink, they have. Not just one. That's the big news today. I know. It's the news of the day. 6 edible mascots. 3 on Team Sprinkles. 3 on Team Swirls. Fans get a vote on which mascot team to sacrifice to Mouth Heaven at game's end. The biggest edible mascot sacrifice ever. So not just one, not just 2, 6 edible mascots for the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
I like what they're doing now. Like,
you got to lock in now.
Like the Duke's Mayo Bowl. They always pour the mayo over the winning
that's
coach.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
Cheez-It Bowl. They eat Cheez-Its at the end. They throw Cheez-Its on the coach's head. And then the Pop-Tarts Bowl, they get their own Pop-Tart. If ESPN doesn't switch from the coverage, like they've done that before,
well,
right at the end of games.
You got to go flip over to ESPN Plus if you want to watch that.
If you want to watch the edible Pop-Tart.
They give you
Avery
that.
Johnson's been Pop-Tart MVP before, I believe.
That is true. That is very true. Hey, don't forget, you can't count on much these days, but you could always count on Sundays with the NFL. on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the Week 12 matchup this Sunday, Colts Chiefs. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Up next, I want to discuss the Mahomes legacy, Chiefs dynasty. Does any of that change where it currently sits right now for this franchise, including some comments out of Boston? They're clearly worried about Kansas City's threatening that legacy. We'll play some audio from a few of their hosts next.
This is Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.